All right, we're coming back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting here today with Riley County Commission Chair Marvin Rodriguez, and I believe we have a caller, Dave? Nope, no caller. Okay, just wanted to make sure. We will take phone calls if you've got them, 537-1350. We're going to move on here, and I know last week, Marvin, we found out that Riley County Commissioners are going to be streaming meetings here fairly soon. You did approve doing them via YouTube, is that right?
That's correct.
What I know this has been something that's been kicked around for a while, and the pandemic, I think, maybe kind of...
Yeah, it helps it along.
It kind of forced your hand a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
So tell us how this is going to work.
Well, we're gonna stream it, and at the moment, probably it's, YouTube may have it on there and whatever, but we're not looking at comments off of the YouTube. You know, they can make their comment, but we won't necessarily answer because if you want to talk to the commission, you should come in and talk to the commission. To have comments come from outside when we don't know who's calling, we don't have a way of knowing, you know, what their concerns are. And it's just better to come in person, which is the way it should be, and give your comment.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest concern with streaming meetings is the public comment aspect of it, and it's difficult to answer questions in real time because sometimes those can come in fast and furious. I know the school board's dealt with a little bit of that. They get questions all the time on there and trying to. You can't monitor it all, but
you have to be able to monitor it.
Yeah, well,
and there's times when there's no questions that are asked for or comments are not necessary in some of the procedures that we do have. But sometimes it will get to where only the commission has to make up their mind on something that has come, and it's up to the commission, and the time for comment has passed. So when you have live streaming like that and people are able to talk, it makes it very difficult because you can't control it.
Yeah. And I know that there's been concerns over it the last, few months or whatever. Should these be streamed or should they not? And what's your opinion? Do you think this is something that will continue after the pandemic's over?
Probably will, and I understand that people want to be aware of and see what's going on in local government. It's important, my opinion is I go with the Attorney General, and the Attorney General says we're doing everything legally at the moment. So we advertise the meetings. We tell people when they're at. We have a set general time. We're consistent with it. People can come in. Right now with the pandemic, we're limiting the people, but there have been times when we just fill up the place in the past, and that's no problem. But they're present and they're there, so we are doing everything according to statutes.
I saw some concern brought up last week, and I think maybe just people weren't totally informed on some of the subjects. But the reason why the county meets when they do in the morning time, it's not to hide business or anything like that. I think all the county commissions meet about the same time, and around 8:30.
That is correct.
Yeah,
all over the state.
And so that's just a statutory thing, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And
because we have employees that come in that. Directors that come in to give their ideas and other things. We have architects and we have other people that come in. It meets their schedule a lot better. And again, our meetings are announced. They are put in the paper. We do have the press there, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Dave, did you have a comment?
Yeah, and Commissioner Rodriguez, Dave Lewis here, and I've got a little bit of experience like you with the. With the county commission, and a lot of people don't realize that the work of a county commissioner is different than that of a city commissioner. The county commissioners are really here, at least in Riley County, the administrators and the ones that give the directives to department heads to have the work that the county is responsible for to be done. Whereas the city commissioners have a city manager, mm-hmm. and he is that administrator of staff. So the dynamics of what a county commissioner does and what a city commissioner does, and because of all the city staff or the county staff available during the business hours, that's a business meeting every two times a week here locally. But the state says you can meet as often as you want as a county commission. And that could be once every, in some counties, they don't need to have two meetings a week. Some counties have one meeting every other week. Yeah. And I believe there's some that have just once a month meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the small counties or the counties that don't have that much in them, that they do that.
So there's quite a bit of difference in the dynamics between both city and county commissions. And the county has to carry out a lot of the work on behalf of the state
that's the big thing.
With the collection of property tax, we got the health department, which issues state orders. There's a tremendous relationship between the work that the state needs done, that the county does for the state, that the city does not necessarily require to be done.
Yes, that is correct.
So I just, for our listeners' sake, Marvin, I just wanted to kind of, clear some of that up, that, a lot of people don't, they see the word commission, they think the city commission and the county commission should be exactly the same, and they're not.
Yes, and sometimes they think that they are the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of residents feel that.
Operate the same.
Yeah, and they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, it kind of goes to the point that, having a record, and you do have the minutes. Not everybody reads the minutes, I imagine, but these will be archived, it sounds like. So if you do happen to not be able to watch one of the meetings on YouTube, you'll be able to catch up on it later.
That's right. So there's always something that you can deal with it. And if your cause is big enough, then you will attend the meeting.
Yeah, very true. So... any idea when that will be starting?
The what?
The streaming of the meetings. Is that going to be starting soon?
It's going to be a few more weeks because we got to get the equipment. We've got to get it set up. Depends how they want to do the speakers and the microphone, whether they mount them in the ceiling or the wall or whatever.
Gotcha. Well, this whole pandemic has kind of put a focus on the Riley County Health Department, especially here in the local area. I know the Pottawatomie County Health Department has been in focus as well. But talk about the work the health department is doing right now and just the overall response, in your opinion.
Well, they're doing a real good job. Julie has really taken this in hand and has really stepped up to doing it. But they're doing testing. They're available to test people, tell other people how to watch themselves. They're looking at, as you well know, that Julie has issued several orders and trying to stay with the state in their order, and so that be consistent all over. And she's really doing a good job on that part of it, and she keeps track of the numbers and what is necessary. And she's requested that we have a place to put people that can be isolated, if that's the case, or if the hospital can't take them on it. But we have not been able to get any facility yet, for certain, that will allow us to do that. We tried the Sheraton. They didn't want to. We're looking at another hotel to do it with, but that's not, right at this moment, not working out. And we're just, she's working with Derry County, Fort Riley, Pop County, and she's been instrumental in getting a lot of stuff done that needed to be done. So we are doing things. She's assigned people to handle it all, and what to do with it, how to treat people with it, get messages out, and she's been attending a lot of meetings, and it's very, very influential in those meetings.
You know, I'm curious, with the alternate care site, is the hang up on that, is it the optics, or are these hotel owners, are they worried that, you know, if they become an alternate care site, people are going to remember that when this is over and they're not going to want to come stay at their hotels?
It's a possibility. And so I understand that they're there doing that, but we're trying. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And we'll go on with that. And hopefully this summer, by the time it gets some heat in here, it looks like the pandemic is trying to cause all this cool weather to keep us here. But get some hot weather in here and go with it, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I know some folks don't always like some of these orders that come down from the health officer, but it does come from the health officer. As I understand it, she's got the final say here, and you guys are the Board of Health. You got the County Commissions Act as the Board of Health. So whatever she issues, that is law, correct?
But not necessarily.
Okay.
We've got to look at the civil rights of people, because I think that when you have this, our Raleigh County stuff is not that bad. We haven't had any fatalities, and I hope we don't. We've had people sick. They've been recovering. The state also is having the same thing. And when you look at the percents, mine is not to punish people who are not sick. And so we've had some, I think, in the county where the guy opened up a barbershop against the orders of the county and the state, and he got arrested. But the attorney general just acquitted him and says he can't do that with people. These are part of the things that go with it. And if you had been out, and I don't know where you live, but out in my neighborhood, people are coming together. They're having get-togethers, socialing in their lawns, on their lawns, garages. And there's a lot of people meeting, having a good time. Couples are out there walking with their children. I've never seen that in years. And people are just happy, but it really went against the having everyone be required to wear a mask when they're outside. So that one right there went well, because people that are well, you know, they have the right not to wear a mask.
Right.
So and those that want to wear a mask can wear a mask. That's not a problem.
And that brings me up.
She's doing a good job.
Yeah, I agree. I think Julie's done a fantastic job for sure. I've got another question related to that, but I'm going to wait. We got to get to a break, so I'll do that after the break here on News Radio KMAN.
Okay, thank you.